父母不受苦吗？
But do the parents not often suffer?
多少次儿女顶撞啊？
Many times when their children are against
them. 但有一天儿女终于长大了。
One day their children finally grow up.
本来做女儿的不知道孝顺父母。
The daughter originally did not know how to honor.
她大小姐，什么都是自我中心的。
She wanted to be self-centered.
她睡觉没有一个人可以吵醒她。
And when she was asleep, no one could wake her up.
但等她做了母亲。
But after she became mother.
很稀奇，稍微一点的声音她就听见。
If there is even the slightest hint of a sound, she wakes up.
她就想起别人也做过她的妈妈。
And she recalls how someone else has been her mother.
她慢慢就知道做母亲是怎样的母亲。
And she knows what being a mother is like.
很多的小姐都是和孩子一同长大的。
And many, many girls grow up with their.
然后她做了母亲，就和孩子一同长大。
After they grow up, they grow up with their children.
所以我们知道说，今天生命要长大。
So today, if your life is to grow,
这是家的故事。
This is a story of a home.
但是现代人忘记了。
But people forgot it.
为什么神把快乐给丈夫跟妻子？
Why did God give the joy to the husband and to the wife?
给他们看见，他们生命成熟的时候。
He says that when their life is mature,
他们不能自私。
They cannot just be
themselves. 他们不能把快乐就扣在他们两人的世界。
They cannot keep their joy within them, their own world.
当然没有痛苦了。
Of course there's no.
当然将来没有责任了。
Of course they have no responsibility.
当然没有多久他们就退休了。
And eventually they retire.
不要忘记，他们是结婚了。
So they did get married.
他们是成家了。
They became a family.
他们没有满足神当初的旨意。
But they did not fulfill the will of God.
这就变成不美满的家庭。
And this is an incomplete.
这一个美满的家庭。
A full family.
不要忘记，是神当初把一个家给我们。
So don't forget that the Lord gave us a home.
所以然后有孩子，慢慢就长大了。
You have children and that gradually.
然后又离开父母。
And they leave the parents.
因为他们又长大了。
Because they have grown up.
然后生命又分出去。
And the life is given out.
这个家越来越大了。
And this family becomes.
所以你看，不就看见儿女。
You see the children.
你看见儿女的儿女。
You see the children of the children.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是为什么神把一个家。
This is why God has given a family to everyone. But interestingly, because of sin, people always want to go beyond the limit. But if you want to understand the meaning of a home, we ask how it was in the beginning. Don't ask what is allowed.
如果你是祭司,
if you are a priest,
如果你是文士,
if you are a scribe,
你应当回到起初,
you should go back to the beginning.
神当初为什么设立家庭?
Why did God set up the family?
所以弟兄姊妹, 为什么神把快乐赐给一个家庭?
Why did God provide joy to the family?
神要一个家庭充满了天上的快乐。
God wanted a family to be filled with the joy of heaven.
所以明白吗, 弟兄姊妹, 很可惜。人堕落以后,
But unfortunately, after people want to go beyond the limit.
人要的是快乐,
people want joy.
人要的是 fulfillment, 满足,
people want a fulfillment.
怕别的什么都不管,
they don't care about anything else.
所以人越来越自私,
so people become more and more self-centered.
人越来越离开神永远的旨意,
they go further and further from the will of God.
到了一个时候你看见吗？有各种各样不同的关系就发展出来。
And eventually, many different relationships.
我们要问说，到底这是不是神的旨意？
We have to ask if this is the will of God or not.
现在很简单。
Simply.
你要问说，如果是神的旨意。
If it is the will of God.
一定是虔诚的后裔。
There must be a godly offspring.
如果你不能产生虔诚的后裔。
If you cannot have a godly offspring.
就表示你没有长大。
It means you have not grown up yet.
所以弟兄姊妹。我们普通所说的小三
So originally when we speak of an extramarital relationship
它只破坏一个家庭
They have broken one family
如果一个人走另外一条路的话
And someone goes another way
他很可能破坏两个家庭
Maybe he can break two families
两个家庭都是圆满的神要赐给这个世界
There are two families that are full and God wants to provide
想想这个世界如果像两个家庭像天堂一样的话
If there are two families like heaven in the world,
这个世界会是什么样的世界?
What kind of world would this place be like?
但是别忘记，因为这世界握在那恶者的手上。
But this world is in the hands of the evil one.
所以现在有很多的说法就出来了。
So now there are many different sayings.
那现在我们要问，如果有人连没有虔诚的后裔都认为是神的旨意的话，
If some people think that not even being able to have offspring is
the will of God, 那有人问，这是平安的。
Their conscience must be at peace.
他一定读过圣经的。
They read the Bible.
那就证明他一定失败的。
That means they failed before.
他不失败，他不会找这些圣经。
If they didn't fail, they wouldn't look for these.
而且他会解释这些圣经。
And they know how to interpret the Bible.
能够把它解释掉。
They explain those things.
那我觉得这些人真很有本事啊。
I believe that these people must have much.
我把圣经左读右读，怎么样读来读去都没有办法把它解释掉。
No matter how I read the Bible, I cannot explain it away.
这些人真是匠人啊。
So these people must be builders.
他可以讲一些，他可以辩论到一个地步，好像圣经从来没有这些圣经。
They are able to debate to the point that this seems to not even be in the Bible.
他平安了。
They are at peace.
其他人也平安了。
Other people are at peace.
其他人本来躲躲藏藏的。
Other people used to be hidden.
现在他觉得，现在我也骄傲了，为什么我要躲起来？
Now they are proud. They don't think they need to be hidden.
所以弟兄姊妹，这就是为什么今天我们眼前所看见的许多的事。
And this is why we see many things that we see today.
但是不要忘记，神爱世人。
But don't forget that God loves the world.
神爱罪人。
He loves sinners.
但是神恨罪人身上的罪。
But he hates the sin that is in them.
这两个一定要分开。
These two things must be separate.
好了，下面我们到了十七节。
We go to verse 17.
你们用言语反锁耶和华，你们还说我们在何事上反锁他呢？
You have wearied the Lord with your words, yet you say, how have we wearied him?
那因为你们说。
Yet, in that you say,
凡是恶的耶和华看为善，并且他喜悦他们。
Everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delights in them.
或说公义的神在哪里呢？
Or where is the God of justice?
当你当初读这段圣经的时候，你都不懂的。
When you read this passage, you don't understand it.
现在慢慢你就懂了。
But gradually you do.
我相信我们在座很多年轻人比年长弟兄姊妹懂得更多。
I believe that young people probably understand this verse even better.
你明白吗？现在许多人他良心平安。
Today many people are at peace.
他有理由平安。
And they have a reason for their conscience to be at peace.
他们叫神就是爱。
Because they know that God is love.
如果神是爱。
If God is love.
神不可能审判罪人。
He can't judge sinners.
所以不可能，你看见神是爱。
You see that God is love.
所以虽然他们行恶。
So even though they do evil.
虽然他们得罪神。
Even though they have sinned.
耶和华眼看为善。
But they are good in the sight of the Lord.
神是烂好人。
Because he is a goody goody.
他好到一个地步，他看着人犯罪都觉得很好很好。
He is so good that he thinks when he sees people sin.
并且他喜悦他们。
And he delights in them.
有没有理论根据呢？
Is there a theoretical basis?
好了，一般人不会有理论根据的。
Oh, for most people, there wouldn't be.
能够有理论根据的，一定圣经上花过功夫的。
But it must be people who have studied the Bible.
所以有一个牧师就写了一本书叫《Love Wins》。
So a pastor once wrote the book Love Wins.
就是爱的胜了。
So love wins.
那么这本书应该是很好，对不对？
This should be a good book.
我们应该让爱得胜才可以。
We should let love win.
但是现在我们要问，是什么爱得胜？
But the problem is, what kind of love has won?
你记不记得前不久以前？
Not long before.
在美国通过一个法律。
There was a law passed.
叫做 Law of the Land.
It was known as the Law of the Land.
等到通过这个法律的时候。
And after it was passed.
你看见吗？有的人在很高的位置上。
Some people in a very high position.
他就用 Twitter, 用这个 Facebook 就写出去了。
They wrote on their Twitter or on their Facebook account.
然后他说这是美国人的骄傲。
This is the pride of America.
弟兄姊妹，如果你真的是美国人。
If you are really an American.
如果今天拿的是美国的国籍。
If you are an American citizen.
你觉得是你的羞耻呢，还是你的骄傲？
Do you think this is your pride or your shame?
然后在这个 Twitter 最后面打个井号。
And eventually he added a hashtag at the end of his Twitter.
Love. And
wrote, love wins.
那现在我们要问，是什么爱的胜？
So we ask, what kind of love has won?
那为什么这个人，这个牧师，他说爱得胜？
So why would this pastor say that love wins?
那为什么后来这些人也说 love wins?
And why did these group of people say love wins?
那在同性恋里面最喜欢的一句话就 love wins?
And among the gay community, their favorite word is love wins.
不要忘记为什么这样。
Why?
为什么在他们中间彩虹就变成他们的记号？
Why did the rainbow become their symbol?
因为那本书里面告诉我们。
Because that book tells us.
神不会审判我。
God will not judge us.
你看看彩虹。
You look at the rainbow.
你就知道神不再毁灭人类。
And you know that God will no longer destroy humanity.
一半是对，一半是错。
It's half right and half wrong.
一半是对的。
Half of it is right.
神不再毁灭人类。
God will not destroy humanity.
神说他不再用洪水 水来毁灭人。
He will not use the flood to destroy humanity.
但是并没有说神不毁灭人类。
It doesn't mean that he won't destroy humanity.
所以证明神还是公义的神。
So God is still a righteous God.
神不是烂好人。
He is not a good good.
神爱罪人不错。
He loves sinners.
但是你不要为难我们。
But do not weary him.
你好像我们的神变成连罪都爱。
If you think that God loves even the sin,
没有这件事。
That is not the case.
所以明白吗？当你读那本书的时候，
When you read that book,
叫 Love Wins,
it's called Love Wins.
明明是圣经学者写的。
It's written by a theologian.
明明是一个牧师写的。
Written by a pastor.
他告诉我们说，神爱我们。
He tells us that God loves us.
所以没有地狱。
So there's no hell.
有一天不会受审判。
And you will not be judged one day.
那这本书不是应该大家都喜欢，很多人都喜欢的。
So of course, a lot of people like this book.
尤其很多人本来里面不平安。
Many people who didn't have peace within themselves.
看了读了那本书就平安。
They read the book and were at peace.
原来爱得胜啊。
No wonder love has won.
弟兄姊妹，爱怎么得胜？
How did love win?
在什么情形底下得胜？
Under what circumstances did it win?
如果神爱我们。
If God loves us,
没有地狱的话，
and if there's no hell,
当然有道理的了。
Then he has reason.
很多的圣经节告诉我们说，谁是爱。
He can use many Bible verses to tell us that God is love.
因为在祭司的口里应该有知识。
Because the lips of a priest should preserve knowledge.
在他的口中应该寻求律法。
And men should seek the law from his mouth.
但是祭司不行。虽然凡行恶，耶和华眼看为善，并且他喜悦他。
And yet, everyone who does evil is good in the sight of the Lord, and he delights in them.
或者说，公义的神在哪里？
Or, where is the God of justice?
当然没有公义的神。
Of course there is no God of justice.
为什么？因为神爱我们。
Because God loves us.
今天讲神，你就要讲爱就可以。
And when you speak of God, you only need to speak of love.
现在我们要问。
But we ask.
爱得胜是怎么得胜？
How did love win?
原来在希腊原文里面有三个字讲的 love.
There are three words about love in the Greek.
严格说来，
strictly speaking,
讲爱讲的最多的是希腊人。
The Greek people love to talk about love.
但你要看他怎么用这个词。
But you have to see how they use this word.
有一个字跟身体发生关系。
One is related to the body.
叫 eros.
It's the word eros.
还有一个字叫 phileo 跟我们的魂发生关系。
Another word, phileo, is related to our soul.
但到新约圣经的时候，
And in the New Testament Bible,
圣灵刻意用苏格拉底跟亚里士多德不大用的一个字。
The Holy Spirit used a word that Socrates and Plato did not use.
意思是说在 classic Greek 里面你找不到这个字。
You can't find this word in classical Greek.
你问这些人他们也不懂得这些什么。
And if you ask them, they don't understand this word.
就是 agape 这个字。
It's the word agape.
那么圣经说神就是爱是指着这个爱来说的。
And when the Bible says that God is love, it refers to this word.
所以希腊文有三个字。
So there are these three words in Greek.
一个是跟身体发生关系。
When it's related to the flesh.
一个跟情感发生关系。
When it's related to affection and
feeling. 讲到家庭的爱，人伦的爱。
And human love and love in the family.
And 不止如此。现在我们看见还有一个爱是有原则的爱。
But now we also see that there's love that has principles.
神就是爱。
God is love.
有的母亲爱女儿。
Some parents love their children.
她不小心毁了她的一生。
And yet they destroy their lives.
明白吗？那个爱不是真的爱。
That is not a true love.
那个爱中文叫做溺爱，就爱太多了。
That is a love that spoils.
她爱到一个地步把女儿淹死了，叫溺爱。
They have loved their children so much that they are drowned.
所以让我们记得一件事，许多人因着堕落犯罪，他不知道什么叫做爱。
So because many people have fallen in sin, they do not know what love is.
但神的爱是有原则的爱。
But God's love has principles.
神从来没有和他的原则来冲突的。
God's love has never had any conflict with his principles.
所以现在很清楚了。如果你问希腊人什么叫做 eros?
If you ask Greek people what eros means,
他们说只要是有男有女之间就一定有这个爱。
They say that this love exists as between any man or any woman.
慢慢他们就延伸了。
And gradually they...
不光是一个男的一个女的。
And gradually it gets deeper.
甚至是两个男的或者两个女。
And they say you can even have two men or two women.
所以我们知道有 Greek mythology.
And that's where Greek mythology comes from.
什么叫 Greek mythology?
What is Greek mythology?
就是我们所说的是希腊神话。
It is the Greek mythology.
那么据说所有希腊的神呢都住在奥林匹斯山上。
So supposedly all the Greek gods live in Mount Olympus.
你知道说在帖撒罗尼迦不远有一座山叫 Olympus Mountain.